are you sitting around like a speakerphone or something?
We sure are. Is that okay for you?
That's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, so Wes...
chilling in the back of our van, chatting with you.
Awesome. Awesome. Sitting in the van, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Wes, you do, you're the singer and guitar, right?
Rhythm guitar. Minimal on guitar.
Okay. Okay. Who else we got then?
We got Ryan, our lead vocal, or our lead guitar player. Robert, on the bass, and then Brian on the drums.
You're out of Des Moines now, right?
Correct.
And initially out of, like, Cedar Falls, Waterloo area?
Yep, that's where we were born.
Oh, cool, cool.
As a band, I would say, I guess. We were all born in various places.
All right, you guys, like, going to college there, like you and I, or Hawkeye or something? Or?
Yeah, you and I. Ryan and I were going to school there when we started. So.
Excellent, excellent. And then you just hooked up with him and kind of share interest in music, did you?
Yeah, well, him and I have been friends since, seventh, eighth grade, probably.
Oh, cool, cool.
Yep, and yeah, just been into music and kind of wanted to do something with it.
Your style, I've been digging your style. I like a lot of the, like the 90s alt and the heavy alt stuff. Definitely got that kind of feel to it. Is that what you guys grew up on, like the Seattle stuff, or... What would you say your favorite type of music is just to listen to?
Well, we can kind of go around the horn here on that, but for me, I mean, I grew up on a little bit of everything, a lot of Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, that type of stuff. But when I really kind of had my musical awakening, I think, is when I got my first Nirvana record, and that's when I really kind of got into things. And then, you know, nowadays I'm very very into like Pixies, Sonic Youth. You know, that type of stuff. For modern stuff, Wolf Alice, pretty into them. They're pretty cool. So I'd say, yeah, a little bit of all that stuff kicking around from my vantage point. But we'll see if the other guys want to chat about what they feel.
Hey, Josh, this is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah, my mom actually was my introduction into the alternative 90s music. And, kind of funny because I was raised in a Christian family, and so she kind of had it in secret, but she had all that stuff that was played on Beavis and Butthead and all that stuff. She would watch Beavis and Butthead, try to not let me watch it. Anyway, yeah, like my favorite band is the Toadies, Local H, and Alice in Chains had a really big influence on me also.
That's awesome. Did you happen to catch the Toadies and Local H last weekend?
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
and now you're coming to play the same place here, Friday?
Yep.
Yeah,
boy.
Super cool. Super cool. That's gotta be pretty fun then.
Yeah, we've been pretty fortunate. We've opened for Local H 8-10 times, and we actually recorded both of our albums at the same studio. That's how we found out about that studio, is through talking to Scott of Local H. He kind of hooked us up with that. So yeah, they've been really good to us, so it's really cool.
How about you, Brian or Robert? What are your guys' what are some of your favorite bands?
I'll chime in here. Brian here, the drummer. I'm a little bit older than the rest of the fellers. They call me Uncle Brian. In fact, that's not made up. That is real. So I kind of got an early start to 90s alternative, and that really had a big play in the direction of my mind in playing and listening. I'm heavily influenced by bands like 311 and Alice in Chains and everything in between.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I think it's kind of a funny spectrum that the 90s was, because there was a lot going on between grunge rock, but yet, like, stoner rock going on. And I kind of found myself in the middle of it. It helped me to kind of, like, you know, just get in the groove with everybody. And I found myself with these boys up in Waterloo, and that's probably like the greatest thing to ever happen to me, was to form an alliance, I would say, with these guys and really just start hashing out riff after riff after riff and just try and drum alongside it. These guys really inspire me. So I'm happy to be a part of these guys. 90s rock really never died. I think it just kind of fizzled, and it's still fizzling, if I can say that. It's still a lot.
Yes. See, we're typically a classic rock station here, and it's just this one show we do once a week. We get the more modern stuff and like the independent stuff, but yeah, I'd say that's even on the classic side. I'm trying to bring back more of that 90s stuff just to kind of bump it up and get it played more, and it's kind of a personal preference of mine as well.
Absolutely.
How old are you, Brian?
I am 36 years young.
Okay, and how old are the rest of you guys?
30, and Robert.
Yeah, we need to hear from Robert here still. Let's get him on the podium right now.
The babe. I'm 23.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of being a little bit more of a millennial, Robert? What are some of the bands that you enjoy?
Well, in high school, I really got into Nirvana, and that was like a big influence for me. That's what made me inspired me to play guitar and bass. And man, I'm really into Foo Fighters, and just still that 90s genre, alt rock.
Yeah, Foo Fighters. Their new one's pretty good. I've been digging that Concrete and Gold.
I've been really into that lately, on repeat.
Hell yeah. You guys are kind of keeping with the whole nostalgic feel. I see that this release, it's not, a lot of bands do CD release parties, but this one says album release parties. And then I'm scrolling down your Facebook page, and I see a vinyl cover. So is that what we're going to get here? Are we getting, do you guys print vinyl for this?
No, we didn't. It's been talked about. It actually is a CD release party, but I don't know. I think it sounds cooler to say album release party.
It does, yeah. Yeah.
We initially wanted to release vinyl at the time of the full release, but it kind of became a little bit more of a financial hectic thing that we could take on all at once. And in order to get it all off the ground, I think, and to get it launched in a timely manner, it was just better for us to just do the CD. The vinyl hopefully is coming later.
Awesome. Yeah, I could imagine that it would be, they're not exactly set up to do mass vinyl like they used to be.
Yeah, there's very limited amounts of vinyl producers in the country right now, unfortunately.
Yeah. I hear cassettes are making a comeback, but I don't know if I'll...
Oh, if only. I got a cassette collection you wouldn't believe.
Oh, yeah? What do you got in it?
I got a little Two Live Crew, little Eagles, you know, everything in between.
Awesome. Two Live Crew.
And this is the old guy talking.
Okay, all right. Yeah, that makes sense. Two Live Crew, oh, man. isn't that illegal?
It was banned in the USA, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's those guys. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a big rap guy or anything, but I mean, those guys definitely broke down some barriers.
Absolutely.
The lyrics in this, I'm not finding a whole lot of, you guys keep them pretty clean. It seems like it's a little more about the music, and you don't really go for like a vulgar type of feel to your stuff.
From a lyrical standpoint, I tend to hold my cards pretty close to the vest on that. I don't know. I kind of want people to be able to make their own message out of the stuff, you know, as opposed to ramming it down their throat. Everything's so transparent nowadays. Yeah, there's I don't know. It's not unintentionally vulgar, I guess. This batch of songs just came out that way. We've had a few songs in the past that say a few naughty bombs here and there. So
okay, All right. Now, how many, this new one's called There's No Going Back?
Correct.
And what do you have, like, do you have other, have you released other albums before this?
Yeah. We had a full length come out in 2013 that we recorded at Million Yen as well, that Chicago studio we talked about. So this is our follow-up to that. The name of the album and that, There's No Going Back, we went through a lot of stuff from 2013 to now. And we're not going back there. It's upward and onward from here and to the rearview mirror. Personal things, band things, everything in between prior to that record getting cut. So that's kind of what the title elicits, I guess, or communicates.
Awesome. We can pick it up Woolies Friday night, kind of a hometown show there, and then the next night you're going back to your roots.
Yeah. So actually tomorrow night we're in Iowa City. We're playing at Gabe's, band called TV Moms, I believe. And then Friday night we're at Woolies, but actually digitally the album will be available everywhere on Friday, and then physical form. You can come see us at Woolies and get that. The batch of bands coming with us at Des Moines is kind of our Hazer family, if you will, showcasing some of what I think the rest of these guys would agree, are the best bands in Iowa. Some people know that already, some people don't, but it's just as much about them that night as it is us. And then Saturday night, it's Spicoli's in Waterloo. And Cody and Rob are actually in the band Eight Found Dead that's playing with us all three nights, and they own that club, and they've done more for us than words could ever say, and so it's cool to wrap things up there.
Yeah, I'll have to. Eight Found Dead, I've heard of them. They've kind of been on my radar, but I don't think I've had any contact with them yet. So
yeah, they've been doing it. I don't want to say anything inaccurate, but somewhere in the late 90s, I think they started 98, 97, somewhere in there. And they were the owners of the Reverb up there, and now it's Spicoli's Reverb Rock Garden up there, and they own that. And they've been bringing great rock shows to the Midwest for a long time, and honestly, best two club owners, promoters to work with in the Midwest that we've encountered thus far. So,
well, that's cool. They're going to be doing those three shows with you. Woolies, you got pets with human names there.
Yes.
And how long have you known those guys?
Loosely, a couple years probably. Great band. If anybody's listening and is into, you know, Queens of the Stone Age and just that dirty, dingy rock music, they are just freaking, they're one of the best bands in the state right now. Andrew actually helped cover and fill in some shows for us on bass, actually, about a year ago, year and a half, something like that. Time goes fast, but very close with those guys. They're a great group.
Like I said, I enjoyed the album, liked what I heard. Going to be playing Blow Me Away, I think is the next tune I'm adding The Good Book, yeah. I really wish I could catch you guys out again. I saw you open up for Screaming for Silence in Ames.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, that show was, the sound in there was awesome. They did well with you guys, too, I think, really.
Adam, the sound guy there, is amazing, and we like him a lot. We're trying to forge a relationship with him, and I feel like we've solidified a good sound there, and they always take good care of us there.
I was hearing high praise from Zeb too. I think they're trying to take him too. I mean, that guy's probably he must be locked in pretty tight where he's at. They can stream your music now. What sites are streaming your new album?
Spotify.
Yeah.
We're on YouTube.
Apple Music.
iTunes. Amazon.
You can also go to our website, hazerspace.com, and check out everything else that isn't the music.
And the music, too.
But, like, merchandise, biographies of everyone, and the band itself. Like, kind of get the backstory.
Awesome. Hazerspace.com.
Excellent. Out there on the interwebs.
Guys, thank you very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Well, thank you, Josh, for taking an interest in us. Really
Thanks
appreciate
so much.
It.